Maine Department of Education promotes overnight camp for trans 6-year-olds in confidential location. By Spencer Lindquist on September 28, 2022. The Maine Department of Education promotes an organization that distributes breast binders to minors and hosts overnight camps for 6-year-olds who identify as transgender in a confidential location. The Maine Department of Education's LGBTQ+ Student Resources website promotes a number of different organizations and programs, including one that distributes breast binders to minors and hosts an overnight camp for 6-year-olds who identify as transgender and another that hosts a clandestine online chat for minors who identify as transgender. One organization that the department promotes is called the Trans Youth Equality Foundation, TYEF, which collects and distributes breast binders, which are intended to flatten a female's chest to make her appear more masculine, to those under the age of 18. It also hosts an overnight camp for 6-year-olds who identify as transgender. A poster for the binder donation drive specifically advertises them to youth 18 Y and under. No minimum age is listed. The organization tells teachers to be vocal and visible about your support for trans youth. It also instructs them to put up trans-inclusive posters. TYEF also hosts an overnight camp for children as young as 6 years old and as old as 17 years old who identify as transgender. According to TYEF's website, these retreats are held in a confidential location in New England. It also explains our overnight TYEF camps and retreats are for transgender and non-binary youth. This is not the only camp of its kind. Breitbart News previously revealed that an overnight camp for children as young as 8 years old who identify as transgender received funding from a foundation run by transgender billionaire Jennifer Pritzker. TYEF also hosted a support group on Zoom for children ages 6 to 9 who identify as transgender. A book list titled TYEF's Featured Books for Young Children includes I Am Jazz, which is about a child who identified as transgender since he was 2 years old. Another organization promoted by the Maine Department of Education is called Maine Trans, the website of which hosts an online chat for those as young as 13 who identify as transgender. The website advertises a Discord chat server, which is open to those ages 13 through 19 who identify as transgender. The chat server is moderated by adult facilitators. The website includes a button labeled Exit This Site Quickly, which takes users off the page, instead transporting them to weather.com. The site also hosts a number of different trainings, including a school-based allies training and a transgender allies training. It also offers information on how people can legally change their name and gender. Portland Outright, which seeks to turn young people into progressive activists, is also promoted by the Maine Department of Education. The organization's website explains Portland Outright mentors and mobilizes young LGBTQ+ leaders in Maine on the forefront of movements for justice and liberation. We work to develop the leadership, organizing skills, and power of LGBTQ+ youth ages 14 to 25 through youth organizing, healing justice, and leadership development programs, the website reads. The Maine Department of Education previously hosted a lesson on the LGBT movement and transgender identity which was intended for kindergarten students. In addition to aggressively pushing transgender ideology, the Maine Department of Education also promotes critical race theory. Breitbart News reported that an instructional video from the Maine Department of Education alleged that MAGA was a form of covert racism and white supremacy, as was white silence, anti-immigration policies, white privilege denial, and calling the cops on black people. The department refused to take down the video, instead doubling down on their politically and racially divisive agenda. Republican candidate for governor of Maine Paul LePage, who is running against Democrat incumbent Janet Mills, recently unveiled his plan for a parents' bill of rights. The plan would ensure increased curriculum transparency and establish a parents' governing board, which would meet with and provide feedback to the governor's office and the Maine Department of Education. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Lindquist@Breitbart.com.